Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
There's been a lot of complaining about the defense, and there even was on Sunday, and I don't necessarily get it. The Chiefs defense is an elite unit, still is, and Sunday showed that again. Steve Spagnuolo went full-blown classic in Spags We Trust. You know, somebody in the text line at the beginning of the show was talking about, does Steve Spagnuolo just like allow the opponent to do certain things in the first half to get them in a false sense of security and then flip the script on them in the second half? I don't necessarily think that's it. I think Spags goes with the game plan. They have their base set that they worked on all week and allow the, you know, hey, if they find something that works for them in the first half, okay, that's fine. And then we get into the second half and we dial it up, right? The first half, the game plan was very obvious. Limit Jonathan Taylor. Make Daniel Jones beat you. And if we're being honest with ourselves, in the first half, that's exactly what happened. Daniel Jones beat them in the first half. What do you do? Second half starts. Okay, you've done your job of limiting Jonathan Taylor. You've put that thought into the back of Shane Steichen's mind, and you've made him a lot more hesitant to give Jonathan Taylor the football, which, for any rational person, seems insane to me. I don't care if Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 12 times for 12 yards in the first half. He's the NFL's leading rusher. I'm going to continue to give Jonathan Taylor the football, especially in a game that you're leading by double figures at one point.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
They just completely forgot about him. But that's what Spags wanted, right? Make life hard on Jonathan Taylor. Give Daniel Jones this false sense of, wow, look at all this time I have in the pocket. Look at all these different things. All they're doing is rushing four, and they're keying on the run, and they're trying to stop the deep passes and yada, yada, yada. Okay, second half starts. Hey, Shamari Connor, come off the edge here. Chris Roland Wallace, why don't you blitz a couple times? Drew Tranquil, here you go. Hey, we're going to drop Ashton Gelati on this 3rd and 12 and send two linebackers. Just Spags. You never know where it's coming from. And it flustered the hell out of Daniel Jones on Sunday. And if there's one complaint I have about the Chiefs defense on Sunday, how did you walk away from that football game with no turnovers? He threw at least five what Pro Football Focus would call turnover-worthy passes, and you didn't pick off a one of them. I mean, the one especially, was that Roland Wallace and Nick Bolton maybe? That, like, Daniel Jones threw one out into the flat, and they both were right there to pick that off.
It might have been Shamari Connor.
It was Shamari Connor, you're right, because if Shamari Connor picks it off, it's probably six.
Yeah.
And they run right into each other. That seemingly has become somewhat of a thing with Nick Bolton. Was it the Chargers game, right? Week one in Sao Paulo, that him and Drew Tranquil ran into each other for what would have, either one of them would have had an easy pick. And one ran into the other, the ball hits the turf, and that's the only thing that I can really complain about with the Chiefs' defensive performance on Sunday, was they dared Daniel Jones to beat him in the first half, limited Jonathan Taylor, which is what we all wanted to see. That's what we saw. And in the second half, you made them question giving Jonathan Taylor the football, pinned your ears back and went after Daniel Jones. And what did it lead to? The defense won the football game for the offense on Sunday. No question about it. It's an elite unit. We can continue to complain about Steve Spagnuolo's defenses lacking the ability to generate turnovers, because that is a thing. But by God, they don't give up touchdowns.
I think that's what makes them, like, I think you can make the case, I don't know where Houston's defense sits, but if you were to take the two best defenses in the league, I think it's probably Denver and Kansas City, just from the standpoint of, because we looked it up yesterday, we didn't look up where Houston was, I don't think, but Denver and the Chiefs were both in the bottom five of turnovers created. And I think that goes to show you that if you're, because the offense we know has struggled, obviously, you know, Denver is the, in my mind, Denver's got the best defense in the league, but because, and forget the points per game stuff. Because if you can stone cold stop teams without forcing turnovers, you got the best defense in the league. Houston is very good, obviously, but they, in a way, sometimes won't rely on turnovers. The Bears, they rely heavily on turnovers. When you're a defense that doesn't have to rely on turnovers and you're still as good as you are, that to me makes your defense the best in the league, and that's where Denver is at. That's why Kansas City is so good, because even if it's bending and not breaking, they find a way to get stops when they absolutely need to most, and it's been consistent that way for the last 3 years at least, where you can make an argument that the defense has won them a vast majority of the games in terms of percentage from the last three seasons, just from how the offense has looked and everything like that. If they had the 15th ranked defense, Logan, they're not winning at least a few of these games that we've seen. If they don't have a defense that's as good as they were last year, they're not making the Super Bowl. They're not even making it last season. If they had a defense this year that was ranked 15th, they are probably not making the playoffs this season. It feels like that's what the season potentially hinges on is, hey, the offense, maybe they're eventually going to figure it out, but the defense is the strength of this team, and it's collective from the secondary to the linebackers. Obviously, Leo Chanel, we know how good he can be, and the freak athlete that he is. Tranquil, as Nate mentioned, was great. Chris Jones was outstanding. You're still wanting some more pass rush. I think that's still left to be desired, but it doesn't feel like that's something they're going to get this year. But it's made up for with the good coverage from Jalen Watson and Trent McDuffie. And it collectively is just the playmaking ability of this defense, where when they need a play to be made, whether it's a fourth down stop, whether it's a sack, whether it's a deflected pass, they're able to get it. It feels like 9 times out of 10. Particularly over the last few weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.